Previously on The Good Wife.
Jay Serve has stolen millions of dollars of intellectual property. This civil suit can't proceed until the criminal case has been resolved.
If you help us beat the feds, we can pick up where we left off.
You're serious?
Yes. What choice do you have?
Turning to God. What role has God played in your life, Senator Kirk?
Pastor, they say there are no atheists in foxholes. After my stroke, I was in a very, very deep foxhole.
So you think you've become more religious?
I've become more respectful of other people's faiths.
I've heard you go home every Friday from the Senate to spend the Jewish Sabbath with your family.
I go home every Friday to be with my family. We're members of Congregation Beth Elohim. It's where I feel at home, in the heart of Brooklyn.
So I have to do that?
If you want to get elected.
I thought it was a mistake to talk about religion.
It is, except for Pastor Jeremiah's interview. You run for office in Chicago, you have to kiss the ring.
These political roles keep changing whenever you want them to.
Yes, but you're on record saying you're an atheist, Alicia, and voters don't vote for atheists. So you need to take this opportunity to say that you've changed.
Changed to what?
To someone who isn't an atheist.
And if I don't say that?
Then you'll lose.
If I say it's none of their business?
It is their business.
My lack of religion is their business.
Yes, you're asking them to vote for you, so they deserve to know who you are.
I'm an atheist.
They deserve to know who we want them to think you are.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm your body woman.
I'm sorry?
I'm your body woman? I didn't know what it was either. It's like your personal assistant. I stick to you, making sure you're on time, get on calls, and your food isn't poisoned. I'm Marissa, Eli's daughter.
Oh, right. Hi. I actually don't think I need a body woman.
Yes, you do.
Dad would be upset if you said no, because I'm supposed to spy for him. But I'm not a very good spy, so don't worry.
Excuse me a minute. Hello?
Alicia, where are you?
Where am I?
Yes, you're not here.
Elspeth, where are you?
The FBI. We're meeting with Parati about the trade secret case.
Tomorrow.
No, today.
Yes, today until they called and said tomorrow.
And they called everyone but me?
Elspeth, I have to go. I'll see you in court tomorrow.
Oh.
Bartlett considers this
I am a busy woman, Mr. Verratti. I have more things to do with my time than to come here like a woman dragged here out of her day.
How are you, Elspeth?
If you want to have lunch with me, call my office, but don't pretend it's about business. And then call everybody else not to show up, so it'll just be me showing up. I don't like that tie.
I'll change it.
Cameron, did you call Ms. Tassioni and Mrs. Florick last night and say I had to cancel?
Fantasia. I'm gonna go.
So I should ask you to lunch?
I only said that as an example. Is this case about me?
Elspeth, your client plagiarized our software from another company.
They did not. And even if they did, they sell farting apps. They sell jumping grasshopper apps.
And encryption software.
Why is the federal government suddenly so interested in protecting the code of a grasshopper app?
Because the code was plagiarized from a defense contractor.
You're making that up.
I'm not.
Well, you're still going to lose. Alicia Florick is on my side. You expected to divide and conquer us, but it's going to be hard to do with both of us battling you.
Elspeth, what are you doing?
I'm marshaling my forces.
The way you're walking, what is that? You're scared of sidewalk grates.
What?
Yes, the way you're walking, you're avoiding the grates.
No.
Oh, my God, you're so adorable. Come here, walk with me.
No, I'm fine.
Come on.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop that.
These things can support 10,000 pounds. I could be carrying a Humvee, and I would still... Oh! Ah!
That was mean.
What do you smell like? It's beautiful.
Baby lotion?
Baby lotion. I'm wearing Old Spice. Have lunch with me.
No. I have to go. This case is wrong, and you need to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
canning.
Family's important to this firm. I realize it's an old-fashioned thing to say because we live in cynical times, but we treat our clients like they're family. We're highly accessible, which is why I give them my cell.
Son of a bitch!
We're being evicted.
How is that even possible?
Diane still subleases to us. When Will died, she became the primary leaseholder.
So what does she want, money?
No, she wants us out so she can move in. Look, I have a friend at OSHA.
Jack Russo's son?
What?
At OSHA?
See if we can set her up as an absentee landlord.
Yes, we can load off on all the OSHA infractions.
Handrails or ramps, $120,000 for installation. Handicapped restroom stall, $98,000. Warped reception floor, $333,000.
And you're wondering if we should pay?
Yes, the total is $650,000.
I don't understand.
Can't we evict them without paying?
Yes, but then they'll sue. The question is, do we take the hit?
No, the question is, why are we moving at all?
Carrie, we already voted.
Alicia. We are ending up
right back where we started.
Yes, but we will still be us. We won't be Lockhart Gardner.
The whole point of starting our own firm is so that we could build something on our own.
And if
we weren't financially in a hole, we might be able to do more with our infrastructure.
I didn't ask you to bail me out.
Carrie, I wasn't talking about
you
bail.
You may not need
I was merely suggesting...
What do you mean? Alicia, Carrie, hold on. Hold on.
I have to go anyway. I'll call you later. Canning has real estate. My guess is he'll have just as many OSHA issues on his property.
Good. See what you can find out. Let's hold off on discussing this until Kalinda can find out more. Carrie, where are you?
$5.
Ivy core of the five Ivy being lost one.
Every time someone does work, it's $5. Let's go. Pay up.
My name is Nils Landrasition. That's spelled the usual way. Landrasym. I am an app designer at Jacer.
And before that, you worked at QZO Systems. Is that correct, Mr. Landrasition?
You pronounced my name right. Thanks, man.
It's because I listen.
Objection. Mr. Parati is trying to endear himself to the witness.
In my opinion.
What? You have to say, in my opinion. Are you hazing me? In my opinion, Your Honor.
Sustained.
What was the objection? What am I doing wrong?
Don't endear yourself to the witness.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Tassioni.
Mrs.
Mrs. You're married?
I was. I'm divorced.
I didn't know that.
You didn't ask.
Excuse me, counselors. We're in the middle of questioning here.
Sorry. What was the question?
Before Jay served, did he work at QZO Systems? You may answer, Mr. Landrew Tim Tom.
Yes, I did.
And QZO is a contractor for the United States Department of Defense, isn't it?
Yep. If you're ever looking for a tracking or a monitoring system, they're your go-to.
Mr. Landrasition, what is that?
Those are lines of code from the Dell Check app.
Code that you wrote?
Yep. A Nils Landrasition original.
Camilla, the app that he was working on, did you sell that as part of the package to China?
Yes.
Why?
And what is that?
That looks like the same code.
It is, in fact. This is identical code used by your former employer, QZO. Code, which you also wrote. You use the same code in each company's product.
Your Honor, objection. The AUSA, in our opinion, is not being upfront about the real charges.
I'm not sure what the defense is talking about, Your Honor. Your Honor.
In your opinion.
In my opinion. Your Honor.
I would agree, Ms. Florek. What is the issue here?
This is a Trojan horse prosecution, Your Honor. The AUSA, in our opinion, has no intention of trying our client, Camilla Vargas, on trade secret charges.
China?
Mr. Parati intends to bring economic espionage charges against our client, in my opinion, and he has disguised his true intentions to get our witnesses on the record.
Is that true, Mr. Parati?
Your Honor.
Answer the question, AUSA.
Camilla Vargas was CEO of JServe when they sold proprietary software from a defense contractor to a Chinese company.
A civil Chinese company.
A civil Chinese company with ties to the Chinese government. That encryption software designed for our defense is now in the hands of the Chinese. And those responsible at JServe are now subject to charges of economic espionage with a minimum sentence of 10 to 15 years in the federal penitentiary.
Oh my God.
So yes, I'd like to amend the charge to economic espionage. In my opinion.
How do you
the lawyer from Drown.
Shoot him before he's the one.
You really do know them all. So, what's the name of your firm?
Flora Carlos.
Oh, right. It's the governor's wife. Good firm?
Yeah. Okay.
I heard one of the partners got in trouble. Arrested.
Yeah. Carrie Hugo.
Right. What's he like?
He is a good guy. Ah, you are looking at him.
Really?
Thank you. Okay, tonight, 8 p.m., Castro interviews first, you second.
What do I say?
You walk back the atheism.
Yes, but how? You don't need to bring me coffee, Marissa.
It's not coffee, it's milk. Dad says you should use the courthouse shooting. It made you decide to change your life.
I'm not going to use that. Why milk?
Why not?
Recently, I've realized my negativity toward religion was based on seeing the hypocrisy among the ultra-conservatives.
What is that?
It's a quote for you. But then I realized there's great warmth and beauty in a higher being.
Realize? What is she, eight? She just realized?
Well, excuse me, the body woman isn't supposed to talk so much.
Oh, I guess I'm not supposed to have an opinion.
How about that book by Barbara Ehrenreich? Why don't you say you've read it and you got to thinking about God in a new way? Sort of a epiphany.
They don't want
to
hear about epiphanies. They're like Orthodox Jews. They want to know if you're in their column.
Who are you calling?
Hello? Grace, it's Mom. Religion is in my life again.
So you're the felon?
That's me, the hardened criminal.
You getting out?
I was. Back to lockup.
So Harvard to Holden. Sounds like a book.
Short one. 3 days behind bars. It doesn't give you much material.
No gang rape?
No. Strangely enough, not.
That's too bad. That would have been a turn on.
Is that baby lotion?
It's not enough to show that the codes are similar. To prove economic espionage, they need to show that you knew the Chinese company was going to give it to the government.
Good, because I didn't.
Okay, I'll cross-examine. Why? The AUSA has a thing for me. I think I can distract them.
All rise. Edwin Fong, owner and managing partner of the Fong Consulting Group.
Mr. Fong, you were the one who brokered the sale of the app in question between JServ and the Bowen Group.
I did. JServ was eager to make a bigger push into China. I connected them with Mr. Bowen.
So you worked closely with Camilla Vargas when she was CEO of the defense?
For 3 years, yes. She was the one who hired my firm.
Okay. And did you keep Ms. Vargas in the loop during the app negotiation?
I did. I had to. She wanted to know every detail.
And
Ms. Vargas.
Right. Ms. Vargas. Did you ask her whether Mr. Bowen's company was connected to the Chinese government?
Yes. And I told her yes.
That's a lot.
So she knew this app, this stolen app, would make its way to the Chinese.
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation, in my opinion.
Yes, sustained. Mr. Parati?
Yes, Your Honor. Oh, I'm good. I'm good. No further questions.
Mr. Fong, is Camilla Vargas a bitch?
Objection. Your Honor, that calls for an opinion.
Actually, Your Honor, I'm just quoting Mr. Fong from last week's trial. I advise JServ that China is a patriarchal society and having a brash and bitchy female CEO was problematic. Didn't you say that, Mr. Fong?
Yes, but just to be clear, I put air quotes around bitchy.
So you were quoting someone who called her bitchy?
No.
And wasn't it your opinion that Ms. Vargas be left out of the negotiations? Didn't you testify to that? Is that a yes, Mr. Fong?
Yes.
In fact, you went over her head to the board of directors and kept key information away from Ms. Vargas. Mr. Fong.
Yes.
Nothing further.
It's odd being back. It's like being behind enemy lines. Looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening.
And to you as well.
Now for you something to drink?
No, we're fine.
Any more pleasantries, or shall we start?
How's your health, Mr. Canning?
Well, I'm on a list for kidney transplants.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. At least I'm on a list. And I feel kind of ghoulish waiting for someone to die and give me a kidney.
Well, I really, I hope things work out.
Thank you. Oh, I don't suppose one of those folders holds a check for $550,000.
44 Brewer Street, 1530 Carpenter Avenue, 220 Lonsdale Road.
What?
Those are my buildings. They're using the same OSHA complaints against me that I used against them.
Yes, there are a dozen violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Total cost of repairs, $1.6 million.
If you drop the OSHA charges against me, we won't push these against you.
Okay.
Yours?
No, they have us. We won't report your violations. You have my word.
Well, thank you. And, again, I'm very sorry about your health issues. Let me know if I can do anything.
Well, there is something.
So, we went back to the amendment to the lease agreement, page 24, paragraph 18C. It requires your physical presence on the premises, Diane. And your physical presence ended when you walked out 4 weeks ago?
4 weeks, 2 days.
Since you're in violation of this lease and no longer have any legal hold on the property, you can't evict us.
But, Diane, thank you for your concern.
Do you want to drop this?
What do you mean?
Oh, there is a way to beat them.
How? I haven't been here for 4 weeks. I remember having that amendment inserted when I thought that Will would push me out.
It doesn't require your personal presence. It just requires a partner from Florek Argos to be an occupant.
Who? No.
Yep.
And how do you pray? With acts? With any other mnemonic device?
Acts. That's from the Bible.
No, acts. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. It's to remind you how to pray. Not just ask for things. But, Mom, you don't need to know all this.
I know, I just want to feel comfortable. It's like opening arguments in court. I know I won't use it all, but it makes me confident.
Are you going to say that you believe in God?
No.
Are you going to say that you're an atheist?
No.
What are you going to say?
I don't know, but I think I'm struggling with it.
Are you?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
You want some help with that?
I can't believe in God, Grace.
I know. Why not?
I don't feel it the way you do. I don't feel the need.
Then what's the struggle?
Politics.
Okay.
You don't judge me.
No. I love you.
What? Mr. Argos, good evening.
Ms. Ruby.
You've been drinking, Mr. Argos.
I have, which is my right.
It is. Any drugs?
Not yet. But the night is young.
No, she's joking.
Who is this, Carrie? I am Mr. Argos' pretrial services officer. My job is to make certain Mr. Argos lives up to the dictates of his bail.
You call Ms. Rubik.
Well, when I spot check, I don't call.
Where's your bathroom?
Through there.
Which of you drove home?
Neither. We were too inebriated.
Good. How many bedrooms?
One.
Did you take a taxi?
No, got an Uber.
Oh, good. An Uber car. Can I see?
See?
The record on your iPhone.
You don't have to show her anything.
I'm not lying.
I didn't think you were. Carrie, you're obviously severely inebriated. You weren't at work all day. Your immediate superior didn't know where you were.
Was that a Harvard
Your mystery? Companion says you're planning to use drugs.
She was joking.
All I'm asking is to see the Uber trip on your iPhone to confirm that you were not driving. To click on the Uber app for me, please. Thank you.
What?
Carrie, I'm going to have to call officers. Place you under arrest.
What? Why?
You went over the state line, and you were in Indiana.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
No. The terms of your bail were quite explicit. You are confined to Illinois.
It was a half mile into Indiana.
Yeah, and I told you to take this more seriously. The court takes this very seriously. Hello, yes. This is ESO 12-385. I need an officer.
Please, Ms. Grubig, I made a mistake. I wasn't thinking about where I was
1313 Barbary Court. No rush. Thank you.
This is stupid.
Three, two, one.
And now turning to God.
Uh-oh.
Now why do you say uh-oh?
I think you're preparing to pull a quote from my past.
It's fine. She's doing fine. You're making me nervous. Oh, I have to go get her.
Well, a matter of fact, 2 years ago you went on the record and declared that you were an atheist. Now, do you still believe that?
Do I believe that I'm an atheist?
No, you were quite insistent at the time.
That sounds like me. My life has gone through a lot of changes over the years.
You're speaking of a scandal?
Yes, and everything. If you had asked me 6 years ago where I would be today, it would not be running for state's attorney.
Yes, life is humbling.
It is that. And with each passing month, I find my dogmatism decreasing.
I don't understand.
Well, I can't say for certain that God doesn't exist.
Say it positively, not negatively.
So you're not an atheist.
I'm sorry. That's my inner lawyer coming out. I'm listening. If it's one thing I hate, it's when people don't listen. So I'm open.
To people who talk about God?
Yes. Recently, I have looked for answers outside of myself.
Is this due to the shooting in the courthouse last year of your law partner? I'm sorry. It's probably still difficult for you to talk about that.
It is.
Good. Good.
There's never a way to prepare for death.
No.
And God sometimes fills the void. You were talking about listening to people who share their love of God. Now, is one of those people your daughter, Grace?
I understand that she's become a Christian herself over the last couple of years.
Yes, it is not just the politicians who have good research interns.
Has Grace talked to you?
Yes.
And shared her witness?
Well, she's talked to me about God.
You love your daughter very much, don't you?
Yes.
I know you're uncomfortable talking about Christ and Grace sharing her faith journey, but she must have had some kind of impact on your thinking.
Yes, she has.
Mrs. Clark.
Yes, that's it.
I know you don't pray.
Not yet. But I want to pray with you. And I'm sure Grace is praying at this very moment for you, too.
God, thank you for Alicia's honesty tonight.
That went well. I was in Israel for a couple of years. Everybody there talks about God like he's some uncle hiding in the attic. Drives you crazy.
Do you believe in God? Yeah, but even I don't like talking about it.
I don't like pretending to be someone I'm not when I'm being interviewed.
Really? You're good at it.
Your Honor, it was 1/4 mile outside of Illinois.
It doesn't matter if it was 1 mile or 100.
Yes, it does. This is the kind of minutia that makes the law insane. Carey drove 10 minutes from his home to a Harvard get-together. The route just happened to take him outside of the state.
Yes, and I just acted as ASA on 5 bail hearings where the bail was revoked due to similarly picayune reasons. And the only reason that we're debating this is because Mr. August went to a Harvard mixer and he's white.
This is not a race issue.
Oh, it is, actually.
Your Honor.
No. I talk now. There was a man just in here, in tears. But I had to revoke his bail because he went to his child's birthday. So, yeah, I agree, Mr. Agos. It is a minor offense. But the law is the law. Now, how long will it take you to finish your report, Ms. Lucy? I mean, Ms. You.
24 hours.
Good. Well, advise me on how to modify the bail restrictions, and then I'll make my decision. That's it.
Good morning.
Morning. Hi. What's up?
Not much. Why?
Have you heard this song I heard on the radio? Call Me Maybe?
Yeah.
I like it. Is it popular?
Well, it was a few years ago.
Guess I'm late to everything. I can't get it out of my head. Hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. Here's my number.
You're good, right?
Oh, yeah. Me? Oh, yeah.
Stanley Pronovost. I'm an analyst in the CIA's Directorate of Science and Technology.
Mr. Pronovost, are you familiar with the Dell Check app designed by JServe, the defendant's company?
Yes.
And have you analyzed the app's decryption code?
I have.
Now, have you seen this decryption code anywhere else?
Yes, last month. Kid on my staff came across a program out of Beijing with the exact same code.
And to whom did this program belong?
The MSS, China's CIA.
And how could the MSS use this program?
That'd be like a Swiss Army knife for hackers. They could break into almost any database. Banks, brokerage houses, even stock exchanges.
You want me?
This is a young firm with young partners. You bring experience, wisdom. You have a lot to teach people, Howard.
Bit out on the blue.
Well, when one is pursuing excellence, does timing really matter?
You know, the last time someone tried to woo me was 1958. Farrow and McDaniel. Good thing I said no. They wouldn't belly up to 59.
Well, if you'd said yes, maybe they'd still be around.
Uh-huh. Want more money?
Howard, you know this isn't about money for somebody like you. Come on, it's about being in court. It's about the rush of cross-examination. Canning and David Lee, they won't let you argue in court. They don't believe in you. We do.
Okay, so you want any app sold to the Chinese?
We think the feds are overreaching here. The Chinese could have gotten the encryption code from any civilian purchase app.
Okay, I'm on it. How's Carey doing?
How's he? What? Why? What do you mean?
The spot check last night.
I haven't seen him here.
What? He was rearrested last night.
Ms. Sharma?
Yeah?
I'm Joy Grubick. I'm Mr. Agos's pretrial services officer. You have a few minutes to talk?
So,
you are the firm's private investigator?
Yes, I am.
And before that, you held a similar position with Lockhart Gardner? Or was it Lockhart Gardner Canning? Wait, no.
Both of them. And yes, I worked there.
Yes. Do you work closely with Mr. Agos?
Yes.
And does your relationship extend to the personal?
We're friends.
You were arrested for harassing a juror.
Well, the charge was dropped.
But you were arrested?
Yeah.
2011, yes, 11. You were the subject of a grand jury hearing for the beating of a witness, a psychologist named Dr. Booth.
Well, there was no indictment. I never met Dr. Booth.
So have you worked for Mr. Agos on any of the Lemond Bishop cases?
Yes, for Alicia Florek and Diane Lockhart.
So I'm assuming that you have regular interaction with Mr. Bishop?
Had. He's no longer a client.
Oh. Well, what about Mr. Bishop's employees? Might you interact with them?
At his legitimate businesses, yes.
You have an opinion on whether Mr. Agos is fit for further bail release?
I do. He's the most honest person I know. And his rearrest is a testament to the inadequacies of the Cook County system, not of Cary Agos.
What you think?
Fantasia?
She's gone. She let me in.
You need to go.
I couldn't stand it when you said you were married in court.
Well, I was married.
I wanted to yell right there.
Why?
Because I looked at you.
Are you still here?
You are the most beautiful woman I've ever met.
This is wrong. We're in court together.
Amy, you should. Clear. God, I couldn't get the smell of you out of my mind.
Damn your old spray. Oh.
Thank you, God, for all your blessings. Thank you for tonight and for being with friends and for stimulating conversation and for your great word. We're especially thankful tonight for Grace. She has done something extraordinary in the last 24 hours, Jesus. She has reached her mother. Her mom is finally listening to her. Her mom, whose heart was hardened, has finally come around. So I want us all to take Grace's example and never give up on our loved ones. Thank you, Grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what did you say, Grace, that made your mom listen?
She's still struggling.
We all are. The important thing is she opened the door even an inch. And you opened that door.
Hello, gentlemen.
How'd you get past reception? I let them in.
What now, Diane? I'm here about my lease. Page 24, paragraph 18D.
You think just showing up counts as physical presence? There's not a court in the land.
Actually, no. We're talking about paragraph 18D. If the leaseholder is unable to be physically on the premises, that obligation may be fulfilled by his or her proxy.
Say hello to his or her proxy.
You hired him.
It's your final eviction notice. You have 24 hours.
My physical presence and I will be in my office, should you need me.
Hi.
Kalinda, anything on the other apps?
Hi, Kalinda.
It's Elsbeth, too.
Hi, Elsbeth. No, nothing with any kind of decryption code.
But in 2002, the same Chinese company bought a firewall program
from a Boston firm by the name of Honeyworth Dunlap.
Honeyworth? What is that?
It's a CIA front company.
You're kidding.
No, they had to close shop a few months later after their name appeared in news stories about the Valerie Plame affair.
Okay, well, we can argue double standard that the U.S. government did the same thing they're accusing Jacer of.
Do you have any documentation?
I'm trying
to get my hands on an invoice, but it's going to take some time.
We'll ask for a further delay.
Okay.
No.
Yes, Elspeth?
No.
I think there might be another way.
What other way?
I've got his buttons.
Are you all right?
Yeah, what?
I heard about last night.
Yeah, 800 yards into Indiana and I'm a felon again.
Well, we're here for you, Carrie. I know we've had our differences about work. But anything you need, we're here.
I think it's best I take a break from work.
No.
Alicia, they're coming after me, and whatever I do, I'm an anvil here.
No. We do this together.
Okay.
After further interviews, this officer concludes that the bail infraction was inadvertent, but the officer also concludes that Mr. Agos has been casual in his conformity to judicial rulings. Therefore, we advise further restrictions on bail.
What restrictions?
Ankle monitoring bracelet and a 9 o'clock curfew.
Your Honor, lawyer hours would make this highly impractical.
That's unfortunate. I don't care. What else, Ms. Klubik?
No contact with the firm investigator, Kalinda Sharp.
I'm sorry, what?
725 ILCS 185 prohibits interaction with anyone considered dangerous.
Why is she dangerous?
Prior arrests, grand jury charge, and contact with Lemond Bishop.
This is unacceptable, Your Honor. Ms. Sharma is an integral part of the operation of Mr. Agos' firm.
Yes, and Kalinda Sharma works closely on Mr. Agos' cases, as well as being a social acquaintance. But my report advises that the court's rulings are paramount.
ASA Paul Maher, do you agree with these added restrictions?
We do, Your Honor.
All right. The bail is approved, but only with these further restrictions applying. And if you break the rules again, young man, your bail will be revoked, and you'll spend the rest of your time until trial behind bars.
Hi.
Hi. Here are your buttons.
Thank you. Oh, no. Here is one of yours. Found in my hair this morning. That song's been in my head.
Actually, I'm here for work.
Oh.
One of our investigators, Kalinda Sharma, found an invoice from a CIA shell company that sold firewall software to everyone's favorite Chinese company. I think the judge would love to hear how the Justice Department is selectively prosecuting us.
Hmm. I take it you have an original invoice as proof.
I do indeed.
Huh. How do I know you're not faking? Yes.
Well, it's gone.
What you just did is illegal.
No, what you think I just did was illegal.
You just dropped it in your shredder.
Yes. I'm sorry.
So, last night didn't matter to you?
It did. But work is work.
So you are fully aware that you just destroyed evidence. Assistant United States Attorney Josh Perotti at 9:47 a.m.
Nice try, Elspeth, but that recording is inadmissible. It requires two-party consent.
Well, then you need to spend more time in Illinois and less in D.C. because this state's Supreme Court recently struck down the two-party consent law. I only need one party, and that's me. And I consent. So, call me. Maybe.
Are you sure about this, Mr. Ferrati?
Yes, Your Honor. We are withdrawing all charges against Jay Serb and Camilla Vargas. The Justice Department considers this matter closed.
Okay, then. This was a supreme waste of time.
In your opinion?
Thank you both. Now we can go back to suing you for $23 million.
Oh, I can't wait.
See you in court.
You shouldn't have done it.
You shouldn't have either.
Are you heading out?
Yeah, back to D.C. Bye, Elspeth.
Goodbye, Josh.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well, the first order of business is replacing that. They removed the F, the A, and the L. Subtle. Carrie says he's fine with David Lee's office, so I guess this is you and me. No. Take mine.
No, Diane.
I could use a fresh start. You take my office.
I won't hear of it.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.